We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We are KANU in KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Friday holiday. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, investing in creative thinkers and problem solvers to help people, communities, and the planet flourish. More information is available at hewlett.org. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. A short romance for violin and piano, sometimes called the Small Venetian Square, here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeb Watson. Classical music continues on a Friday afternoon. We await this hour the National Symphony Orchestra of Ireland, and they've got for us an English symphony, work by the composer Edward Gurman and his Norwich Symphony, Gurman's second, in just a bit. There'll be a bit more music later for piano, as well as orchestra, when we get a lovely concert piece by French songstress Cécile Chaminade. That'll be in the next hour. Support for classical music on KPR comes from KU's Spencer Museum of Art, now presenting Street Nihonga, the art of Jimmy Tsutomu Mirakatani, featuring the largest assembly of the artist's work to date. Details available at spencerart.ku.edu. Some of Rossini's chamber music. We're joined next by the Carmina String Trio, flutist Peter Lucas Groff, for String Sonata No. 4 in B-flat major on Kansas Public Radio. The Carmina String Trio with flutist Peter Lucas Groff and music, chamber music from Rossini, String Sonata No. 4 in B-flat major, here on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 1:24. There'll be news from NPR at the top of the hour. Here on the KU campus, 75 degrees with cloudy skies, breezy, and we are expecting an 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Our best chances for those will probably be after about 3 p.m. 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms with some potentially heavy rain and possibly hail and damaging winds, potentially severe weather in store for us this afternoon and this evening. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming pianist Oliver Moore, whose repertoire spans Bach, Mozart, Brahms, and beyond. Sunday, April 12th, 2 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets are at lead.ku.edu. We want to say a big thank you to everyone who made your pledge of support during the campaign for the spring, our Hive Drive. Thanks to the generous support of KPR listeners, we raised an incredible amount of money, and we're looking optimistic about the rest of 2026. Thanks to all of you, one and all, who gave us your support during the Hive Drive right here on Kansas Public Radio. We're ready to bring you now an English symphony by the composer Edward Gurman, who was a composer who lived through the mid-19th and early 20th century, and thought of mainly as a sort of successor to Sir Arthur Sullivan in the field of English comic opera. What we'll listen to, though, is a work of noble grandeur and eloquence. He is Symphony No. 2 in A minor, known as the Norwich Symphony. Andrew Penny here to lead the National Symphony Orchestra of Ireland on KPR. That's from English composer Edward Gurman. His second symphony in A minor, known as the Norwich Symphony. Listen there to conductor Andrew Penny and the National Symphony Orchestra of Ireland here on KPR Kansas Public Radio. We've just about arrived at the top of the hour, and around the corner is the news from NPR. And following that, we've got more classical music between 2 and 3 p.m., where we'll enjoy Arnold Bax and his elegiac flute, viola, and harp trio, a French concertina for piano and orchestra, and Mark O'Connor with his Call of the Mockingbird. There's lots more wonderful music still to come here on a Friday afternoon. Glad you're with us now, and hope you can stay with us. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Bach Aria Soloists, presenting Our Favorite Things with Kansas City Actors Theater, showcasing musical genres and theatrical scenes on Saturday, April 11th at Village Presbyterian. Tickets at BachAriaSoloists.com and Eagles Rest Natural Home, located in downtown Lawrence, specializing in toxin-free, customizable natural mattresses, bedding, and sustainably made furniture. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com. 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms for this afternoon, expected mainly after 4 o'clock. Winds breezy, temperatures in the mid-70s. Tonight, 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Potentially heavy rainfall and severe weather in store for us tonight. We'll have a low of 36. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 55.
At Morning Edition,
Morning Edition, and that's weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. right here at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Joyce Foundation, committed to advancing racial equity and economic mobility for the next generation in the Great Lakes region. Learn more at joycefdn.org. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Called March Caprice, music by Frederick Delius, with Sir Thomas Beecham conducting the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio, your place for NPR news, classical music, and a whole lot more. I'm Jeff Watson, glad to be with you once more, and with you till 3 p.m. for one more go-around of the classics, where we'll encounter the players of Trio Turner and catch the elegiac trio for flute, viola, and harp by Arnold Bax. Not to mention something for you by Mark O'Connor and a violin suite that was one of three pieces intended to be separate movements of a grand American fiddle concerto. Now each one a suite in their own right. We've got Call of the Mockingbird with the London Philharmonic all in just a bit. The Orchestra of Radio Luxembourg, pianist Rosario Marciano and conductor Louis de Fremont, ready with our next piece from a 19th century French composer named Cécile Chaminade and her concert piece for piano and orchestra, next on Kansas Public Radio. Concert piece for piano and orchestra by French composer Cécile Chaminade. We listen to the Orchestra of Radio Luxembourg, conductor Louis de Fremont, pianist Rosario Marciano, on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. It is 2:25. In about 10 minutes, we'll have Mark O'Connor and the London Philharmonic Orchestra for a violin suite, one that is known as Call of the Mockingbird. It's a quite lovely piece, and looking forward to sharing it with you in about 10 minutes from now. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Bach Aria Soloists, presenting Our Favorite Things with Kansas City Actors Theater, showcasing musical genres and theatrical scenes, Saturday, April 11th at Village Presbyterian. Tickets at BachAriaSoloists.org and K-State Day of Giving, a 24-hour event celebrating the impact of K-State, Wednesday, April 8th. More information about K-State Day of Giving at k-state.edu. Right now on the KU campus, it is 75 degrees. There is an 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms expected for this afternoon, mainly around and after 3 p.m. 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms for this evening. Could see potentially heavy rainfall, possibly some hail and strong winds. And this is apparently just in from National Weather Service in Topeka. There is a tornado watch that is in effect until 10 p.m. this evening. And Kansas County included in that watch is Doniphan County. Keep it tuned right here to Kansas Public Radio for the latest in important severe weather information. We're joined next by Trio Turner for music by Arnold Bax, a soulful work his elegiac trio for flute, viola, and harp on Kansas Public Radio. The Elegiac Trio for Flute, Viola, and Harp by composer Arnold Bax, played by Trio Turner, here on KPR Kansas Public Radio. 2:36 now, and all things considered from NPR News is ahead at 3. Later on tonight from 7 to 9, I've got another Film Music Friday show for you, and for this evening, some adventures on the high seas. Tonight, it's all about pirates, sharks, boats, and swashbuckling fun. We'll hear music from Master and Commander, Pirates of the Caribbean, and all kinds of boat pictures. Film Music Friday, that's tonight from 7 to 9 here on Kansas Public Radio. Tomorrow afternoon, join Destiny for Classics by Request from 1 to 4 p.m. Your main request this week, music about rabbits and a little gem about a little lamb, Haydn Symphony, and some more watery music, something you may not be familiar with. Destiny has Classics by Request tomorrow afternoon, 1 to 4 p.m., here on KPR. 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms for this afternoon expected for the KPR listening area, mainly after about 4 p.m. or so. 80% chance of showers, potentially heavy rain, high winds, and hail for tonight. There is a tornado watch in effect until 10 p.m., and at the moment, Doniphan County is a part of that tornado watch, although there is some likelihood that that may need to be extended for more of the KPR listening area. Keep it tuned right here for all the very latest. Support for classical music comes from Baccaria Soloists, presenting Our Favorite Things with Kansas City Actors Theater, showcasing musical genres and theatrical scenes. Saturday, April 11th at Village Presbyterian. Tickets at BaccariaSoloists.com. We are ready for violinist Mark O'Connor in the London Philharmonic with a violin suite. One movement of a planned fiddle concerto that became a little too overcomplex, and each one of the three movements is now its own standalone suite. From 1999, Call of the Mockingbird. Mark O'Connor in the London Philharmonic on KPR. Violinist Mark O'Connor and the London Philharmonic with Call of the Mockingbird from 1999 on Kansas Public Radio. KANU in KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV in KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. I'm Jeb Watson. Thanks for joining me today. The KPR listening area, much of it under a severe thunderstorm watch now. Laura Lorison will have details for you later. Support for All Things Considered comes from Manhattan Art Center, presenting Radium Girls, inspired by true events, a story of young women who fought for justice after being exposed to radium in a watchdial factory. Running April 10th through the 19th, tickets at manhattanarts.org. And the Dole Institute of Politics. Former Kansas State Senator Jeff King and journalist Mark McCormick host A Republic, If You Can Keep It, April 8th at 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. It's 3 o'clock.
Better future for everyone. More at lib.umd.edu. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
Severe thunderstorm watch in effect till 10 o'clock tonight for most of the KPR listening area, including Lawrence, Topeka, Emporia, Atchison, and the entire greater Kansas City metro. Does not affect Manhattan and Abilene. So the time is 3:06.
Considered from NPR News, I'm Scott Detrow.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 in Junction City. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org, streaming 24 hours a day. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. Coming up in our next half hour, the University of Mississippi has launched a center for looking into collegiate gambling. It's the first of its kind to study those sorts of things in the whole country.
40% of students were gambling, and then a significant proportion of them were having some problems because of the gambling.
A closer look at the rise of gambling addiction among college students. We also have a continuation of our Wild Card series today, featuring well-known author, much beloved here in Lawrence. He's been here a couple of times, George Saunders. We'll talk with him coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from K-State Day of Giving, a 24-hour event celebrating the impact of K-State, Wednesday, April 8th. More information about K-State Day of Giving at k-state.edu.
A tornado watch in effect till 10 o'clock tonight for Doniphan County in Kansas. Severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 10 p.m. for much of the rest of the KPR listening area. The farther west you go, the less likely you are to have this affecting you. It affects pretty much everyone, but not Manhattan and not Abilene. So picture everything pretty much to the east of, you know, Dickinson and Riley counties. That's where we're talking about having good chance for thunderstorms tonight.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting historian and author Rick Atkinson at the Dole Lecture, April 13th, 7 p.m. at the Lead Center of Kansas. Tickets required. More at doleinstitute.org.
Just to give you a better overview of what we might expect weather-wise tonight, we do have a 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, lows in the upper 30s. Some of those storms could be severe. We'll be keeping an eye on that for you. But we are expecting most of this to move to the east by about 8 o'clock tonight if you're in the Lawrence and Topeka areas, probably a bit longer if you're in the greater Kansas City metro. It's 74 degrees in Lawrence. It is 61 in Manhattan. The time is 3:20.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News.
His new album and the latest news, Saturday morning on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 7 o'clock on your KPR stations. 7 to 10 a.m. Weekend Edition Saturday with Scott Simon and Kay McIntyre.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, offering locally grown vegetable starts, cool season flowers, seeds, and growing supplies. Open daily in North Lawrence. More at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR.
Stay with us. News headlines are coming up next. I have a quick rundown of all the watches, weather-wise, that we have in effect. It is 74 degrees in Lawrence and 75 in Topeka. It's 3:30.
For NPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.
Wall Street markets were closed for Good Friday today. This is NPR News in Washington.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. We have a tornado watch in effect until 10 o'clock tonight for Doniphan County, Kansas. Also, Andrew Atchison, Buchanan, Caldwell, Holden, Nottoway counties in Missouri. Thanks to the recent pledge drive, I know we have listeners there, so be aware, conditions are good for the development of tornadoes. We'll certainly let you know if one is spotted. We have a severe thunderstorm watch in effect for much of the rest of the KPR listening area until 10 p.m. This is for, let's call it generally, slightly more than the eastern portion of our listening area. It does include the following counties: Allen, Anderson, Atchison, Brown, Chase, Coffee, Douglas, Franklin, Greenwood, Jackson, Jefferson, Johnson, Leavenworth, Lynn, Lyon, Miami, Morris, Neosho, Osage, Shawnee, Waubonsie, Wilson, Woodson, and Wyandotte counties in Kansas, Cass, Clay, Jackson, Platte, and Ray counties in Missouri. That includes Lawrence, Topeka, Emporia, Atchison, Chanute, and the entire greater Kansas City metro area. In other news, Kansas tax collections fell short in March by about 11%, down $69 million. State House reporter Zach Boblett has the details.
The state collected $577 million in taxes last month, down 9% from the same month last year. Governor Laura Kelly called it concerning and criticized the legislature for a short legislative session. Lawmakers will return next week to finalize their work. Individual income taxes were slightly below projections. Corporate taxes came in negative, and retail sales taxes were a lone bright spot, slightly above expectations. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
The Kansas City Chiefs have launched an advertising campaign aimed at making girls' flag football a sanctioned school sport in Kansas. The campaign comes before a pivotal vote on April 23rd. That's when the Kansas State High School Activities Association's Board of Directors will meet to consider new sports and regulations. The Chiefs' Let Her Play campaign features a video showcasing girls playing flag football.
We have the power to change the game, to rewrite the rules, to make these girls' dreams a reality. And it all starts with making high school girls' flag football a sanctioned sport in Kansas.
High schools in Wichita, Kansas City, and Western Kansas launched girls' flag football as a pilot project last year with some funding help from the Chiefs. There is a 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight. Some could be severe, lows in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high only reaching the mid-50s. Back down into the mid-30s tomorrow night. So if you tried to get a jump on gardening, maybe protect some tender outdoor vegetation. The time is 3:35.
This is Alford from NPR News.
People who listen to NPR News face the facts with familiar voices. We are all figuring out the world together.
You just pointed out this is a complicated subject. We could spend the hour just talking about this, but what do you think needs to happen?
And though the news can be hard, we let ourselves laugh.
Do you have a short voice?
Huh. If someone said annoying voice, maybe I'd believe that.
Morning Edition from NPR News is here for you and with you. Listen every weekday.
Join us 5 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Matthew Algio is your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 in Lawrence as well. Many other frequencies all listed for you at our website, kansaspublicradio.org, where incidentally, you can still make a pledge of support to KPR, if you like it, in any amount. Go to kansaspublicradio.org, click on the word support, we'll get you set up.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony presenting The Clown, Saturday, April 11th, featuring Stravinsky's Petrushka, Esmail's Remember, and Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto. Information and tickets available at topekasymphony.org.
Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines, and we'll have an overview of the president's rather rocky week just passed at home and abroad. We're also going to talk about the problem of homelessness in airports. Details coming right up. Stay tuned. It's 74 degrees in Lawrence and 74 in Emporia. It's 10 minutes before 4.
It's all things considered.
Dramas, Agatha Christie mysteries, and more at BritBox.com. From the Charles Stewart Mott Foundation, celebrating a century of supporting efforts to promote a just, equitable, and sustainable society. More at Mott.org/100. From Progressive Insurance, building a career is possible at Progressive Insurance, now offering virtual and hybrid employment opportunities with pathways for advancement. Learn more at careers.progressive.com. And from the sustaining members of this NPR station.
I'm Nagin Farsad, filling in for Peter Sagal. Tell your friends and neighbors I'm interviewing a star of Apple TV Plus's Your Friends and Neighbors, Olivia Munn, on this week's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the news quiz from NPR.
Join us for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock on your KPR One stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olesburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, on the web at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. A severe thunderstorm watch is in effect for much of the KPR listening area through 10 p.m. The time is 4 o'clock.